The Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission wants Northwest Arkansas residents to think a bit more about public transit. Tonight, the commission launches a new speaker series, Growing Mobility for a Growing Region. It will take place at Record Downtown in Bentonville beginning at 6:30. The first speaker tonight, Jarrett Walker. He's the author of Human Transit, How Clearer Thinking About Public Transit Can Enrich Our Communities and Our Lives. He is a full-time transit consultant and a president at Jarrett Walker & Associates in Portland, Oregon. In the first few pages of his book, he writes, public transit is often supported in communities. He describes that support as wide but shallow. Jarrett Walker says he means that a problem with public transit is not so much opposition, but apathy.
And there's a lot of broad general support for public transit. But the challenge is that it's difficult to turn that broad support towards specific plans that do specific things because there's not very much understanding out there of what kinds of transit achieve what kinds of things. You can compare this to how roads work. You know, everybody knows how roads work. I don't have to explain what a left turn pocket is when I'm talking about a road, right? Because everyone knows. But there's corresponding amount of stuff to know about transit that most people just haven't stopped to think about.
In his book, Walker breaks down some of the transit issues he thinks are misunderstood, speed and frequency, two such categories. He says many people demand speed, the ability to get where they're going on a bus or train in a hurry. He says that's understandable for a commuter who primarily travels by car, but he counters that frequency is far more important.
And as a result, you know, we get lines that are fast, but that are never coming when you need them or just not coming often enough to be relevant. That's a common problem with commuter rail, for example, you know, which tends to mean, you know, service that's very fast, but not very frequent.
Then there is cost. Conversations, news articles, municipal plans often center around the startup cost of a new transit system. Millions here, or for a larger system covering more ground, billions of dollars. Walker says a trickier problem for a sustainable transit system is something he again thinks is often misunderstood, operating costs.
This is a problem when people who are coming from infrastructure professions, which includes not just road building, but also architecture and development, you know, and a lot of the people who initially care about transit are in those categories. And they're coming from professions where it's about building something. And once the thing is built, its operating cost is pretty low, right? That's what a road is. That's what a building is. The cost is mostly in the capital, in the construction. The operating cost of a road is pretty low. Transit is totally different. Transit is mostly operating cost. And so the most common mistake we see in transit planning is building infrastructure in ways that are not optimally building infrastructure in ways that make it difficult to operate.
Sometimes those problems that make a transit system difficult to operate develop because somewhere in the planning process, priorities might have shifted. There can be, understandably, he says, desire to make sure the transit system is pretty and will look good on a city brochure. But other elements might be ignored that can make the transit system problematic. He says there's a textbook example in one Oregon town. The city created a bus hub that is LED certified, beautiful, and everything a city would crave in a physical transit center, except
the buses can't turn left out of it. They can only turn right. And as a result, all of the buses have to drive in circles for about 5 minutes to get pointed in the direction that they're going.
In the book, Human Transit, How Clearer Thinking About Public Transit Can Enrich Our Communities and Our Lives, Walker lists 7 demands consumers often bring to a discussion about public transit. The demands include those of geography and time. When can I ride? Where can I go? And also of value and safety. But he writes, trust and freedom are incredibly important to get consumer buy-in. He writes that when limited transit schedules interfere with people's lives, forcing them, for example, to decline a last-minute dinner invitation or cut short the family's day on an outing, we can see why transit is not the choice for more trips. With all of this information, with the rights and wrongs other cities and regions have committed building transit systems, Does Northwest Arkansas have an advantage by being later to the game for a major transportation grid? Jarrett Walker says there are advantages, not the least of which is just having a better idea of how to talk about what might come later.
There's a lot of experience now about how to get transit systems going in small cities, not just the technical part, but also just what kind of conversations need to happen, what kind of decisions need to be made, what kind of questions do people have to think about when they're putting this together. And, you know, some of these are policy questions, like is the goal of the system high ridership, or is the goal of the system to have a little bit of service everywhere for everyone? Right? Those happen to be opposite goals. A high ridership network is one that focuses high-frequency service intently on the places of highest demand and doesn't serve low-demand places. So you have to have, but that tends to collide with other goals, like, you know, people want it spread out. They want a little bit of something in every city, things like that. So you have a lot of difficult decisions to make, and the profession, I think, is getting smarter about how to make those, how to sort of structure those conversations and make sure that you're putting in a system that actually reflects your community's value.
Walker says in Northwest Arkansas, success of any future system will depend on the robustness of two major city areas.
So downtown Fayetteville plus the university, downtown Bentonville, you know, some of the others, those are going to be your best transit markets. And the strength of those centers, for example, the fact that the new Walmart headquarters is going in very close to downtown Bentonville, those are some of the key things that would make me optimistic about your region.
If there is an expanded transit system in Northwest Arkansas's future, one that would expand on services already provided by Ozark Regional Transit or the University of Arkansas, several different entities will be involved. It would include four, at least, major cities and stretch across two different counties, meaning several governments will have a role. Can too many chefs in the transit kitchen spoil the recipe?
You bet it can be a problem. And what tends to happen, there are a bunch of ways this can work, but usually you're going to need some kind of two-county transit authority that generally has a board of directors that contains city councilors in the various cities and county commissioners and whatever you need to put together. And they also need, of course, some kind of funding source. But then there are important roles still for municipal government. And it always continues to need to be a partnership with municipal government. In many regions, there is a regional transit system that connects the cities to each other, but municipal governments, city governments also do their own things locally, you know, have their own shuttle services or whatever.
Jarrett Walker is the author of Human Transit, How Clearer Thinking About Public Transit Can Enrich Our Communities and Our Lives. He is a full-time transit consultant and president at Jarrett Walker & Associates in Portland, Oregon. He is the first speaker in the new series, Growing Mobility for a Growing Region. He'll talk tonight at Record Downtown in Bentonville. The series is sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. His talk tonight begins at 6:30, and Record Downtown is at 14 Southwest A Street in Bentonville.